Hello, and welcome back to a new series of Dr. Strangelove's Strange Tales from the World of Strange. Today, I have a strange tale to tell. I call it The Mystery of the Missing Hour. Now, for those of you wondering why the sound quality of today's episode is so poor, it is because I am recording it while standing with my head in a bucket of sick. How that happened, and whose sick it was, still remains a mystery even to this day. My guess is that the cat did it. Or Rolly Pop. One of the two. He's not much good at swallowing his food now that his head has fallen off. Typical. It reminds me of the time when he went to the cinema and his head fell off. Well, at least the guy with the 10-foot-tall, 10-gallon hat on had a nice, clear, unrestricted view. Anyway, back to today's story. It all began with me waking up. I yawned, stretched, a bit like a Mr. Man, really, and then I fell off the top of the wardrobe and headfirst into a bucket of cat sick. It does happen from time to time, you know. Anyway, once I had removed the said bucket off my head, I could see something odd. It was a herringbone skeleton dangling in front of my eyes. Ruddy cat. Then I looked at the clock, and I thought, ooh, what a nice clock. It's not mine. Am I even in the right house? And if not, whose house am I in? Then it struck me. My alarm clock fell off the top of the wardrobe and hit me on the head. When I awoke, I realised that the clock said 6:30 in the morning. That's too early, I said out loud, a bit like a pig's tail. But being the strange person that I am, I decided to go downstairs to make myself a brown sauce sandwich or two. But then I noticed that the downstairs clock said 7:30 in the morning, which is weird, because I never encountered a talking clock before. I must clock this one down to experience. But seriously, how could this clock read 7:30 when the one upstairs read 6:30? This needed thinking about, and so I sat down and thought about it. And when I looked at the clock again, I noticed that this time the downstairs clock said 8:30, and the one in my room said 7:30. Was I dreaming this, or going mad? It'd be a pretty dull dream if I had been dreaming it, but still, it set me thinking. How on earth did I manage to lose a whole hour in between walking down the stairs? Were they like time-travelling stairs, or did I get kidnapped by aliens, or was it because it was now springtime and I'd forgotten to put my clocks in my room forward an hour? My servants say that it was the latter of the three explanations, but even then, that still doesn't explain who changed the downstairs clock. Mickey Mouse? This has been Strange Tales with me, Dr. Strangelove. Till next time.